Blog Talk Radio.
Air Education Services of Garner, North Carolina. 14 years of serving the public with consumer advocacy. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau of North Carolina. You can reach them at facebook.com/groups/HGLaw. Credit Repair Education Services.
Seeking to put things in line. Having bad credit can seem like a bad dream sometimes. Collection agencies can make you feel hopeless. The problem is, some credit repair companies promise to miraculously clear your credit in a short period of time, and that's not always possible. You want an ethical credit repair company that will help you clear your credit up the right way. The following are three important tips to help you find the right credit repair company for you. 1. Do not enlist in the services of a credit repair company that asks you for a fee to pay your initial consultation. 2. Make sure the business has a good understanding of the laws and has proven experience in credit repair. 3. Always ask if they have testimonials or other positive reviews that they can direct you to. There is more you should know about choosing the right credit repair company. Learn from someone that has an A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau. The information we provide not only saves you time and money, but empowers you on how to repair your credit and educates you on your rights. Email or give us a call today.
And really
this in you, you personally and the character, or is it totally two different people?
You know, we look a lot alike. And I hope that's good. There are some similarities between Todd, actually, and myself at that age, and some younger people I know.
Gotcha.
So we try to make it very real and grounded. And when I say that age, I mean, you know, Todd has grown, but he comes from a place of immaturity.
Okay.
I'm gonna be a UFC fighter. I mean, I've done
speaking? Am I correct on that? Like speaking to schools and camps and stuff?
Yeah. You know, I stopped by and you know, if you give me a microphone, I'll get bad advice all day.
Yeah. Yes. You brought up a very powerful point because you notice now it's like the most craziest thing. Like you were saying, the most craziest thing goes viral. The most ridiculous thing. Why do you think that is, in your opinion? What do you think, what is your feel or your vibe on how we got to the point now? Like you said, we don't value life like we used to now. It's the most ridiculous thing that goes viral or sells. What caused that, in your opinion? What do you feel has brought us to that point?
We have become impossible, please.
Okay.
We're in a shock society.
Okay.
And if it's not shocking, if it's not the next, you know, big thing, then we ignore it.
Exactly.
And that causes you to really not value what's in your hand. You know, it's worth the hand, it's worth doing the push, but, you know, it may be worth a whole lot more than that.
That's true.
We're willing to let go of the real world for fantasy.
Yeah. Absorbed now with social media and the instantaneous access of now?
You know, I would like to think so.
Okay.
I really would. And then, you know, it may be something that happens over a long period of time. You know, because a lot of things may have to happen. Okay.
That is so true.
And slavery and the civil rights movement is not black history.
It's powerful.
Those are two very difficult, you know, splotches
in our lives, yeah.
But that is not black history.
Right.
And telling me that somebody had something to do with the cotton gin and the traffic light, that ain't enough.
Right.
You know, when we talk about black history, you know, teach about the Moors.
Yes.
Teach about Egypt. Teach about Africa beyond the starving villages.
Yes.
Africa ain't all starving villages, but most people don't, you know, they have this impression, you know, that everybody's walking around with baskets on their head, walking miles to get water, and they don't understand, you know, how rich the land was and what
right.
civilizations did and how far they spread.
That's true.
And so it would be for me if we could educate beyond what we were originally taught, that would be part of the legacy I would want to spread.
So knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
Knowledge is power. Is there kind of sharing the things, what do you do to help you prepare for your role that you do now, for better or worse, or any role?
You know, different roles require different things. You know, I'm planning next year to get started on a biopic on a singer.
Okay.
Very famous singer, and that one is going to be one that takes time. You know, months of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
For me to play title for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all I got to do is turn the camera on. I've been in this role for going on 4 years now.
Okay.
So we got this. You know, I think last time, and we show up, and one of the jokes is, we don't even need a script.
Exactly.
Just put it in front of the camera and tell us the adventure thing.
The storyline, and it's all right.
You know, we feel that comfortable with Tyler and this incredible crew. And the other incredible cast members and the editors understand what we're looking for now. I think this is going to be the most fun season yet because of that.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, going back to Solitary Studios is like, you know, it's like coming back for another year of school.
Mm.
You know, after taking the summer off.
Right.
You know, if you know what to do when you get to school.
Yes, that's
so
true.
It's a different kind of preparation. So it really depends on the role. You know, for certain roles, you know, that preparation means I need to get in the gym.
That's true.
You know, for other roles, it means I need to study, you know, certain maneuvers or certain character types. But really, really deep preparation comes when you're playing a real person,
mm-hmm.
you know, that exists or existed in, you know, in real life. It's just a different kind of preparation because you need to pay proper homage when you take this craft seriously.
Is there anything that you, as you look back on your life, that you did that you would do differently if you could?
Gotten me here.
Gotcha.
And I'm so grateful.
The journey.
I'm so happy. You know, I'm so everything, you know, I'm doing everything in my power to make some things happen and bring them to life.
Awesome.
Because there's so many stories that still need to be told out there.
Yes, that is so true. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a guy that looks awfully a lot like you that does the Walmart commercials. Is that you?
Oh,
or
man.
Is that your twin?
You know, that's not me, but that's a really good looking dude. Everybody wants to be somewhere else, but needing something.
taking time out your busy schedule for being on the show. And we want to thank all the fans and the listeners for tuning in today. You can tune in each Friday, 3:30 p.m., as well as catch us 24/7, 365 on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGurk. Area code 619-924-0890 is our studio call-in number. And we want to thank Mr. Brad James again for being a part of the show today, and stop by anytime.
Ben, thank you so much. I want to make sure that everybody tunes in every Wednesday at 9 o'clock on the Oprah Winfrey Network to watch this new season of Tyler Perry's For Better Work. We're having a lot of fun. We just want you to be a part of it. I also have a new movie out called Comeback Dad that's airing on Up TV, which is uplifting entertainment that I did with Charles Dutton and Tatiana Ali and the incredible Loretta Devine. Man, I appreciate you for having me on here. We've got a lot more to go and a lot more to talk about.
Again, thank you so much, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Check us out each Friday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a wonderful day.
It's Bobby Darrell McGirt, host of The McGirt Show. I want to share our great and sincere gratitude to all the listeners who tune in each week on blogtalkradio.com. You can subscribe to us and follow us on blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt. As well as youtube.com/TheMcGirt and Twitter, Bobby Darrell McGirt. Tune in again on The McGirt Show. Take care.
Keeping the important things in mind. Having bad credit can seem like a bad dream sometimes. Collection agencies can make you feel hopeless. The problem is, some credit repair companies.